Hi everyone, how are you? Oh, let's get a start. And today with shiny and sunny day, I'm gonna talk about this topic. Look at this topic. It's about aging or getting older. Really, this is a little bit harder for me to talk more about this and gives you information, gives you my opinion or my ideas about this topic. So it doesn't matter. I want to say my opinion about this topic. I'm going to talk or answer the questions. First one, what are some of the benefits of getting older? For example, benefits like you're weaker, you get weaker than you than before, and your bone, your bone actually get weaker, and your face, in fact, you obviously your face getting so older, and your face change change a lot than other parts of your body. I think these benefits and these changing benefits of the body that causes you to get older, and that these are sign of getting older. Second question, do you think humans will ever be able to stop aging? They couldn't do that, because I think, in my opinion, they could never do that, because humans, science and everything, information, knowledge are so improved, like a fast track, and humans are improving so much and so faster, but they could never stop aging. For example, I learned a news about that humans freeze bodies, freeze people's to some machines, and they keep them. They want to keep them to, for example, 20 or 13 or maybe 15 years after they will reach, after they will achieve. How can they do to stop aging, to stop getting older? That's news I learned about it. That's it. Question number three, is aging more difficult for men or women, and why? Obviously, I wanted to say it's more difficult for women. Because women take care more about getting older or more about aging than men. They said a lot of times, "Oh, come on, look at my face at the morning, for example." They said, "Oh, come on, my face is getting older. Oh, look at this sign. Oh, I'm getting older. That's so bad for me. What people talk about me." And this is so bad for women, and for men, they didn't care, but some of them care about this, and they never want to say them or tell them, "You are older than me." They never want to listen that. And for a woman, most of the women, in my opinion, 90% of them never want to listen or never want to tell them, "How old are you?" or "What do you look like?" or you're so beautiful or you're so ugly. And in fact, they wanted to listen, you are so beautiful, you are so intelligent, you are so younger than for example, my mother, you are so younger than your sister, and this bullshit incantation. That's it. Question number four, are older people actually wiser? Yes, of course, they maybe they are wise, they wiser than younger people, or in fact, they are have more experience, more life experience than younger people. It means I want to say a word that I use, that I learned it 1 month ago. Naive means is a person who doesn't have experience, life experience, who doesn't have any experience, like a child. Naive person, it's not kind person. It's different between naive person and kind person. So older people are not naive. They're not naive because they have a lot of life experiences. They had